KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. A Bethel judge postponed trials of 22 Alaskan Native subsistence fishermen last week to decide if they have a spiritual right to fish for king salmon. The defendants were cited for fishing for kings last summer while fishing restrictions were in effect due to weak salmon runs. Specialists on Yupik culture had testified in court last week saying fishing bans violate spiritual freedoms. And Assistant Attorney General Laura Fox agreed that religious protections are entitled as subsistence practices are deeply rooted. Myra Nanning is the president of the Association of Village Council Presidents. He says this recognition by the state of Alaska has been a long time coming. Nanning emphasizes that subsistence is not about food, it's about the spiritual connection, and he shares an example of this.
One of our family members is about to be deceased or has recently passed away. If a person goes out hunting, he wouldn't be able to see the animal that he's hunting for. More often than not, he will end up going home empty-handed because of a family member recently having been deceased, so there's a connection between that.
Nanning explains that the lives of subsistence fishermen and hunters are intertwined with survival on a daily basis, in addition to the spiritual connection and family cultural and traditional values, all of which are being threatened.
A lot of these things that are happening in villages are pretty much are being taken away by rules and regulations that some person or a group of people who say that they're managing the resource for people are pretty much destroying a culture and an economy.
Nanning adds that these subsistence restrictions are impacting communities in other ways as well.
When all that is taken away from you, what other social problems do you end up having? Domestic violence, suicide, and, you know, as they say at church, idle hands lead to evil things.
The ABCP hopes that the Bethel magistrate Bruce Ward will realize and rule that Yupik and First Nation people do have a spiritual connection with the resources that are harvested for food. The court is expected to issue a decision on the spiritual right to fish by next week. The trials for the almost two dozen subsistence fishermen have been pushed back until May 20th. Later this morning, in about an hour, during Sounding Board, our call-in show, we will be talking about heroin. Here in Nome, we're just now seeing the first effects of heroin use in the community. And during the show, we'll hear from Dr. Bob Lawrence from Alaska Family Doctor. He talks about heroin use and the dangers of becoming addicted.
Classic problem with addiction is that all of life becomes about acquiring the next hit, acquiring the next dose, acquiring the next exposure to the substance. So a person will spend all their time thinking about, how do I get the money to buy my next dose of medication?
He says the addiction leads to behaviors the person would otherwise never do.
People who are not thieves will end up stealing, but it's because the substance begins to take over that part of their thinking, that part of their brain. They do not show up for work. They start calling in sick. They then lose jobs. Then all those who are dependent on them to keep that job suddenly are suffering at the same time. They no longer are able to pay attention to the needs of other people that they love, you know, whether it's a spouse or children. And so those needs end up being neglected.
And eventually the community starts to pay a larger price taking care of people because of health problems. Dr. Lawrence says that in helping loved ones who may be addicted to heroin, we want to be sure we don't err on either of two extremes.
One is being so judgmental that a person would never seek help. If we create in our community such a stigma around addiction that a person won't seek help, we've actually done a disservice to everybody who is addicted to these medications, which is tragic.
The other extreme is to be so non-judgmental that we almost accept it as a part of life in Nome.
And so that would be similar to saying that we have a problem with a type of cancer in Nome, And everybody just says, oh, that's just part of living here. And we totally ignore that there's a problem that could be treated and prevented if we addressed it appropriately. And we would never do that, you know, with other medical problems. And we should not do that with addictions.
We'll begin the discussion on heroin in our community later this morning at 10 a.m. during Sounding Board. Be sure to tune in and call in. Senator Lisa Murkowski and the rest of the women in the Senate had dinner at the White House a few nights ago. Dinner with the president is a big deal for just about anyone. But as APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the real story isn't about the discussion, but the contents of the plate. Women make up half the U.S. population, but just 20% of the Senate. So the relationships among female senators tend to be close, regardless of party. In fact, the women of the Senate gather regularly at one another's houses for dinner. Senator Murkowski told a group of energy reporters she was slated to play host this week.
We were planning on serving halibut. So then on Monday, when we got the call saying that the president wanted to invite the women over to his house.
That's the White House.
I said, well, wait a minute. We got halibut thawing for 16 people. What are we going to do?
She says she offered to take the fish to the White House. And to be fair, Murkowski explicitly says it was wild caught in Alaskan waters, though it's unclear whether she or her husband caught the fish. Turns out you can't just bring fish into the White House, even if you're a United States senator. And security is especially tight these days, with a ricin-laced letter addressed to the president intercepted last week.
My husband then gets a call from the Secret Service saying, well, we need to come over and inspect your halibut.
That proved too much of a hassle, so the White House opted to buy its own Alaskan halibut. Senator Murkowski says it turned out well. Sure, there were substantive things discussed at dinner, icebreakers, Arctic diplomacy, and energy, to name a few, but Murkowski clearly enjoyed explaining Alaskan fish and freezing to Lower 48 reporters.
We start September off with a lot of fish. Yeah. This is the time of year that you're looking to move that halibut.
As for those 16 fillets, it's been confirmed they never completely thawed and are back in the freezer, still safe for consumption. A look at the price of gold today, up $25 to $1,457.50. An ounce of silver at $24.16, up 90 cents from yesterday. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:12 and depart to Anchorage at 9:57. It's unofficially 19 degrees at the KNOM studios. Coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.